Gays, Progressives Rebuke George Takei on Scientifically Ignorant Biological Sex. By Dr. Susan Berry on June 13, 2020. Many gays and fellow left-wingers took to Twitter to condemn the statement by gay actor George Takei that defending biological sex makes people sound scientifically ignorant and elevates transphobia. Takei, who played Sulu on Star Trek and has since become a progressive activist, criticized Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling's assertion that biological sex cannot be erased to promote transgender ideology. A number of gays and other progressive Twitter users sided with Rowling, with many claiming there can be no same-sex attraction unless biological sex exists, and others commenting on the horrific experiences families are enduring with children who claim they are uncomfortable with their biological sex. One Twitter user accused Takei, "You're throwing females and your fellow homosexuals under the bus. You do realize that gay has been redefined so that we're no longer same-sex attracted, and in stating our same-sex attraction we're being called transphobic? Support our trans family but accept reality. Sex matters." Another Twitter user replied to Takei, "Straightforward question, are you, as an openly gay man, open to dating a trans man? Because if not, you're just as transphobic as the rest of us." Following with the same argument, another challenged Takei's statement, "So, trans men are men. So gay men need to include gay trans men as potential lovers or they are transphobic. And straight women are transphobes if they don't want to date a guy just because he is a trans man. Right? I stand with that JK underscore Rowling," tweeted a progressive parent. "Because my son has ROGD, rapid onset gender dysphoria, and I can no longer trust his pediatrician. Gender ideology is tearing our family apart. We are liberal progressives but feel politically homeless." Still another progressive user chimed in, "I am ashamed of being part of the race that vilified and castigates at JK underscore Rowling for having an opinion. I share her opinion and tomorrow I am going to take my woke organization, which has swallowed the Stoneball's Kool-Aid, to task. I might get sacked, but I don't care." In Rowling's recent essay published on her website, she discussed the term trans-exclusionary radical feminist, TERF, which radical transgender activists are using as a means to suppress biological women. Rowling, who said she has done research on transgender ideology for a new book, said, "In practice, a huge and diverse cross-section of women are currently being called TERFs and the vast majority have never been radical feminists. But accusations of TERFery have been sufficient to intimidate many people, institutions and organizations I once admired, who are cowering before the tactics of the playground. They'll call us transphobic. They'll say I hate trans people. What next? They'll say you've got fleas. Speaking as a biological woman, a lot of people in positions of power really need to grow a pair, which is doubtless literally possible, according to the kind of people who argue that clownfish prove humans aren't a dimorphic species." Rowling said transgender activists have reached a whole new level of misogyny in their treatment of biological women. She wrote, "We're living through the most misogynistic period I've experienced. Back in the 80s, I imagined that my future daughters, should I have any, would have it far better than I ever did. But between the backlash against feminism and a porn-saturated online culture, I believe things have got significantly worse for girls. Never have I seen women denigrated and dehumanized to the extent they are now," the author said.